This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome to our Standing Watch program. It has been alleged that an unrealized relationship and connection exists between the outbreak of the coronavirus and the preparation for the building of the Third Temple. Now, what is that connection, that alleged connection? I'd like to, first of all, go into the preparation for building the Third Temple. Many of you who have been listening to us know that we have been preaching and telling you for years that the Bible prophesies that a Third Temple will have to be built in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount prior to Christ's return. In fact, if it were not built, Christ couldn't come back. Now, I know that some don't understand and accept that, and I don't quite see as to why that is, but frankly, we don't care that much because the Bible clearly prophesies it. And there is a strong movement in Israel, but also in the United States of America, in other places around the world, which are in the process of building the Third Temple. Let me read to you from an article by Breaking Israel News, and it is, in fact, breaking news, dated February 21, saying this. In preparation for the upcoming Holy Day of Purim, Jews around the world will be reading the section of the Torah that describes the giving of the sanctified half-shekel silver coin to the tabernacle. From the time of the tabernacle until well after the temple was destroyed, every Jewish man was required to give one half-shekel weight of silver, approximately 8 grams of silver, worth about $4 today, as a mandatory tax to support the temple. Each man was obligated to give the same amount, regardless of his economic condition, with collection beginning on the first day of the month of Adar. Now, you might recall scriptures in the Bible, in the New Testament, where Jews came to Peter asking him, well, doesn't your master pay the temple tax? And then Christ told Peter, okay, you go to this river there and you find a fish, and in the fish you will have 2 coins, and you give them that as their temple tax, because he said, after all, I am the Lord of the temple, so I am actually free from paying it, but we don't want to give them unnecessary offense. Now, going back to the article here, it says, Rabbi Hillel Weiss, spokesman for the Sanhedrin, explained, as the preparations for the temple move forward, did you get that? As the preparations for the temple move forward, the need for that tax is re-emerging. Without the half shekel right now, there can be no Third Temple. It is towards that end, the article continues, that the Sanhedrin minted a coin specifically for the current era. Mordecai Persov, who established the Mikdash Educational Center, a non-profit organization for education about the temple, is marketing the coin. We are minting a series of coins to reflect a prophetic process that is unfolding right now, Persov said. Just as Cyrus paved the way that enabled the Jews to build the Second Temple, President Trump began a similar process. And you have heard us say time and again that in one way or another, President Trump will be involved in building the Third Temple. Rabbi Weiss noted, the article continues, that the first coin issued by the Sanhedrin featuring Donald Trump and an image of King Cyrus was wildly popular. Unfortunately, that popularity came at a price, he said. Other sources began minting and selling counterfeit versions of the coin. Most of the counterfeiters were from China and Asia, where the copyright laws are not as stringently enforced. It is no wonder, he said, that the coronavirus plague originated in a region that stole from the holy half shekel. Now, I'd like to also bring out another aspect, and Breaking Israel News wrote about that on February 19. It says many of the early headlines in the international press link the appearance of the virus to the sale in food markets in China of any kinds of non-kosher or unclean animals, including live foxes, crocodiles, wolf pups, salamanders, snakes, rats, peacocks, porcupines, and live koalas. And then they say, eating part of a living creature, whether it's clean or unclean, is one of the most severe sins from the Torah, even for non-Jews. We also like to add that the virus could have been produced in laboratories which were near that food market and then escaped and then settled in those unclean animals. In any event, it is obvious that man, in one way or another, is responsible, is culpable for the outbreak of the coronavirus. And God is placing a curse on everyone who eats unclean food. And that curse might very well lead to sickness, of course. The article about the new coin continues. Proceeds from the sale of the new coin will be used in reenactments of temple services, as well as in other educational and practical endeavors that help prepare for the third temple. Should the need arise, the proceeds will be used for the actual building of the temple, the article concludes. Now, talking about that new coin. On the one side, it pictures Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu with the American and Israeli flags, including the words in English and Hebrew, "War of the Sons of Light against the Sons of Darkness." And then on the other side of the coin, it pictures King Cyrus, the second temple, a lion with a sword, and under it the words Persian Empire, and the words a temple coin in Persian, Hebrew, and English, together with the words half shekel 2020, and Cyrus is my anointed king, Isaiah 45, in English and Hebrew. Now, left-wing organizations and the left-wing press also realizes that there is a strong movement to build the third temple prior to the coming of the Messiah. And here's an article by Haaretz, dated February 22, saying this. Once annexation is achieved, the messianic prize awaits. The gradual takeover of the Temple Mount in stages. First, by allowing Jewish prayer on the Mount, and ultimately, by establishing a holy temple and renewing ritual sacrificial slaughter. Or as the Bible puts it, the Jews will begin to bring animal sacrifices prior to the return of Jesus Christ. The article goes on to say, the final destination of this train is the Temple Mount. And now here comes the very polemic statement. From the Temple Mount blows a fascist wind, unique to Jewish nationalism, and it will not be calmed until the injustice of Al-Aqsa is obliterated and a holy temple is rebuilt. Now, of course, they are against it, but they point out that that is apparently going to happen, and they are right, because a third temple is going to be built on the Temple Mount, and the fate of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, of course, is then in the balance. This is all clearly prophesied. Can you imagine what's going to happen when this occurs? I mean, such an outbreak of violence, the Bible calls it the Great Tribulation. It will lead to nuclear war, not just in the Middle East, around the world. The Bible prophesied this. We have stated many times that that is what is going to happen. We have also published several booklets. One is The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. And The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People tells you that a third temple is going to be built and what the consequences are going to be. And we also have published several booklets on health, on sickness. You see, you shouldn't be surprised that when you eat unhealthy stuff, you get sick. And unless you stop doing that, God is not going to heal you. Now, God has promised he can and will heal you if you believe in him and trust in him and stop doing what's wrong. Now, you need to know what you are obligated to do. There is one book that we have prepared, Old Testament Laws, still valid today. Now, there are Old Testament laws which are no longer valid, the ritual, sacrificial laws, and so on. But then there are other laws which are still valid, and the law on clean and unclean animals is still valid, and you need to know that. Another book, that Sickness and Health, what the Bible tells you. Now, this booklet goes into the causes for sickness and also the causes for good health, and you should read that booklet, and then you should live accordingly, and don't do what the Bible condemns to do. So, thank you very much for watching. We will be talking more and more about the Third Temple and also these plagues, epidemics, pandemics, which the Bible prophesies are going to occur just prior to Christ's return. And you need to know what you can do to protect yourself. And so until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.